Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You see, this is the radio that you get when we are just like exhausted.
Slap happy.
We are tired after a 26-hour marathon for all the right reasons. And what we were able to do, raising, what, $70,000 was the total amount?
Well, that's what we know as of now. There's still more trickling in.
Still more that are coming in. So that's
like,
awesome.
Like votes in Green Tree. It takes a little while to count them all.
Yes, that is true. And you might just get one away, just one away from your ultimate goal that was ripped away from one Joe Starkey.
I think we should get ice cream after this show.
I think so too, Grandpa Joe. That would be a great idea. All right, it's the Bechtel Breakdown, which is brought to you by Southside Plumbing and Heating. Our good friend Jake that we saw yesterday, he made a generous donation to the Fan 5R Marathon as well. Always great talking to Jake. All right, Jeff, I want to start last night with one thing that we're looking at, one of the TVs on in here right now. Tyrese Halliburton does it again for Indiana. We were watching the game last night, and we all collectively yelled at the same time when Halliburton's shot went in with just a couple of ticks of a second left. I think it was with 0.5 remaining in the game, where the Pacers eliminated another double-digit deficit. And I think it was the last 5 minutes. It might have been the last 3 minutes. But regardless, Indiana does it again. Halliburton in these clutch time moments in the playoffs is now 4 for 4 on field goals. He has not missed.
All right, I'm going to give me a second here. I'm going to give you the list of the NBA players in this modern era, in the play-by-play era, which is like 70s-ish until now, to record 3 game-winning shots with 5 or fewer seconds left in the game in a single playoff run. Here is the list. Tyrese Halliburton.
I thought you were going to say, like, Michael Jordan and Tyrese Halliburton.
And Larry Bird and Magic Johnson and Kareem and Steph Curry.
Just Halliburton.
LeBron. None of them. Just Halliburton.
And the playoffs are not even over yet.
Not Big Shot Bob with San Antonio. Tyrese Halliburton.
That's wild. And it was a 15-point deficit that they overcame. This is the 5th time they've done that. The most by any team in a postseason since 98.
Here's what's crazy. Look at the way he shoots.
It's like unorthodox.
Right. How many coaches would be like, why don't we work with that? He grew up in Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
Where?
Oshkosh.
What is
That's where my mom went to college.
How many streetlights?
UW Oshkosh.
How many streetlights are in Oshkosh?
There are a few, but there are not a lot of basketball players. There are some farmers. There are some football players occasionally. There aren't basketball players. This dude must have killed that high school league.
He had to have dominated.
Oh my
everyone.
Gosh. And now here he is in the NBA with another unlikely player in TJ McConnell.
Yes.
Who once again, 9 points on 4 of 6 shooting, 4 assists, a rebound, a couple of steals in like 16 minutes.
And Megan McConnell made her debut for the Phoenix Mercury earlier this week.
And got hurt, but it's going to be okay.
Yes. So, ultimately,
they are royalty.
The McConnells are obviously royalty. In terms of the series, I was saying this to the guys last night, like middle of the third quarter. Indiana has to steal one game on the road in OKC. And if there's any game to do it, it has to be game one. That was another theft at the hands of Tyrese
Halliburton.
Down
15.
What is it with Halliburton? Last two series, game one in New York, in OKC. Yeah, I'll just pull up some shot that does not look like it's going to go in whatsoever, and then it magically drops.
And Ant's a good player. I mean, he took like a 2,000 three-point attempts this year, and I think he's going to be one of the faces of the NBA. But clutch is Halliburton.
He is the clutch player of the year. Sorry, Jalen Brunson. I think Halliburton kind of one-upped him in that regard.
Ouch. Noah Hyles will be coming after you.
Well,
look out.
I mean, it's true. They beat him in the series, Jeff.
They did.
The results prove that. But then again, that's playoffs compared to regular season. Bubba Chandler, Jeff. Travis Sacek putting this out there. Former Pirate beat writer. He's logged 90 AAA innings since last summer. Would you like to guess his ERA?
206.
220. 37 walks. 61 hits allowed. In 90 innings, he struck out 124. I felt like this could have been the weekend that we've seen Bubba Chandler, that he would be up. It's very clear and obvious now that this is a Super 2 thing, or at least I would imagine so. Which, honestly, I don't have a problem with.
Nor should you.
They did it with Garrett Cole.
Nor should you.
This is just the reality of baseball. And, I mean, look what they did with Jared Jones. They called him up. He deserved to be called up. What, he pitched 25 innings in spring training and didn't allow a run? Similar to what Hunter Barco did. An earned run. He allowed a couple unearned runs.
It would be borderline criminal if they wasted a year of Bubba Chandler when you're 17 games under 500.
Right.
And it's a moving... So people always think, well, but you know by X date. Well, no, you don't. It is a moving date.
That doesn't make any sense to me as well.
It doesn't. The whole thing is very...
How is it a moving date?
Because there are different factors that come into play. Other players, what their time is. I mean, it's ridiculous. So you are cautious. I don't mind you being overly cautious for this. Give him another start in AAA. There'll be time. And Mike Burrows kind of said... Wait a minute, I want to plant a little flag here with 5 1/3 scoreless.
Does Mike Burrows have the most outlandish 12-6 curveball you've ever seen? That thing just completely drops off the table.
And if you don't remember Mike Burrows, back in 22, he was the minor league pitcher of the year. Tommy John surgery, finally back and healthy. And he threw a nice game the other day. I mean, that's why when... You look at the offseason, okay, if you want to keep preaching that you can't afford a $20 million bat, which is not true, then trade one of something from these rotation pieces and find an affordable bat for a team that is desperate for pitching.
Do you think Carmen Majinski should be up here in the bullpen? Because I do. I know they're trying to stretch him out as a starter and give him an opportunity to do that more often, but... I mean, the results indicate first two innings, he's very good. Third inning, he starts to trail off. Fourth and fifth inning, yeah, no, not very good. That's a sign of a very good reliever, which he was at periods for them over the course of last season.
Yeah, I think his best career move is in the bullpen. But if he really wants to do this, fine. Braxton Ashcraft will take your opportunity at the major league level.
Hasn't he been good?
And Kyle Nicklaus is back, and he pitched decent last night, and I think he's got good stuff. And while he's been up and down, he's a little bit more proven in that type of role. So if Carmen wants to go work on being a starter, given that Ashcraft is up here and you're a little bit more stable and Dari Moretta is going to be joining the team soon, let him start. Because if he has a hot second half of the season, maybe he's in some kind of package deal that brings you a bat.
Has Johan Oviedo just completely disappeared into the abyss?
Aha. However, he threw off a mound the other day, and either today or tomorrow he is going to throw live batting practice.
But wasn't this supposed to be the time where he was getting back to like actual game action?
Well, we got a good explanation, and I do believe this. There are times you get smoke screens. I do believe this. When he was coming back, he wanted to throw so hard so quickly. That's what led to his lat injury.
Okay.
Because he went too hard too fast. And now they're trying to get him back to where he was, but he's up to 94 miles an hour. They're still ramping up his velocity. I still think I don't look at him as a front end rotation guy, more of a 4-5, maybe a 3 at his ceiling. But he's a nice arm. And here's the thing, though. They only have control of him for a couple more years because a lot of his career with the Pirates has been Tommy John. After the one full season, he's going to have, you know, basically two seasons where he's going to give you maybe a half dozen starts.
He won't be back till August, so you're probably going to end up with six starts with him. Yeah, I mean, it's going to take a while. Jeff, this is something that has bothered me for a while. The idea that people say that Mason Rudolph continues to get a raw deal with the Steelers. You've talked to Mason a lot. Like, where do you fall on this? Because I don't feel like, look, could the situation have been better for Mason at times? Yes. Was it unfortunate that he had to go into the Lions game after Ben got COVID the day before? Yeah, but that was also a winless Lions team and you were at home. Like, shouldn't Mason have overcome some things there? And he was also benched for Duck Hodges. There were things that Mason showed in the final three games of the 2023 season that made me open my eyes a little bit more to, okay, I think Mason is a better quarterback than I thought. That doesn't mean that I think that he's a starting quarterback in the NFL. What say you?
You bring in a quarterback for 2 years, $7.5 million. You're not bringing him in to be your starter. You're bringing him in as a backup with eyes somewhere else. And even if he wasn't told that directly, it was implied by the contract that he's going to be this. But I think in his mind, he looked at it as like, okay, if Aaron goes there, he's 41. He may not last. I actually think for Mason, this style, I think Mason has some Tannehill in him. He's got a little bit of mobility. He can throw the deep ball. They now have DK Metcalf. I think it's a good offense for him to be in. This play action, I think, works for Mason. And if they can get a run game established to where safeties or even corners are sneaking up because they're worried about the run, Mason's the quarterback. He's top five backups in throwing the deep ball.
See, Crowley and I were kind of going at Pony yesterday by the idea that he thought that, well, what if Mason Rudolph becomes like a Sam Darnold or a Geno Smith type of story? I don't want any piece of that. That just keeps you in the middle of mediocrity. Like, did Sam Darnold win a playoff game? Did Minnesota bang on the table to keep Sam Darnold? No, they let him walk to Seattle, who, let their quarterback go and traded him to the Raiders. So if that's your quarterback, you're not going anywhere if Mason Rudolph even becomes that. Like, let's say that's the ceiling for Mason Rudolph. You're still not making any sizable difference.
I get the feeling there about Mason.
He's a good backup, probably a high-end backup in the league. He could start a couple of games for you. 17 games, I think he'd be exposed.
The reason that Darnell and Geno stick out is because it doesn't happen.
Right.
They're rare exceptions.
Right, and those rare exceptions, like, we're not talking about Drew Brees here, where you can lead a team to prominence for 10 years and win a Super Bowl.
I will say this, watching Mason work in OTAs, his confidence, the way the guys gravitate towards him, and 2 years ago, he handled that situation about as well as anybody could.
He did.
There was no whining. There was no burner account. There was no leaking stuff about other guys to other media people. He came in and worked. And Cam Hayward was one of the guys who said, man, this guy just came to work every day and went at it, had a good attitude. And I think it's not as much as what you say. That's what he did. So if he were to enter the game, I think he has the full support of the guys who have been his teammates previously. They're going to be with Aaron Rodgers. But Mason knows that at 41, that being one snap away might be a three-quarter snap away because it's a little bit more likely.
Looking at the schedule, some of the most intriguing matchups. And remember, Aaron was also teasing at whatever festival that he was at. I don't, maybe it was the Mike Studd concert. I don't know. That he would be playing in Chicago or very likely to be playing in Chicago this year. So we all knew that this was just a matter of time. It was just, when will Aaron sign? Week one.
Live alarm.
In New York against the Jets. What timing that was. Sunday Night Football against the Packers. See, I feel like the NFL schedule makers were just making an assumption like, yeah, we'll call Green Bay Sunday night because, sure, that's a good matchup, but we think Aaron is going to actually be there. We're not confident enough to go on record and say it, but the Jets week one? Why wouldn't the Jets be like week 8 or week 10 or something like that? Random week. It makes sense that the Jets are week one. They knew. They weren't confident enough to go on the record and say it.
But I think even if he wasn't, they had Fields going against the Steelers. So they had some kind of bigger matchup than it would have been because, and I do think this is going to be a big deal for Justin. I mean, Justin's 26. He went 4-2 with the Steelers.
And they weren't willing to commit to him.
And they basically said, you ain't good. You're not a starter in the NFL.
They didn't want to put a ring on it, Jeff. They did not want to fully commit to the Justin Fields experience.
And that's exactly what they did. They said, you're not good enough to be an NFL starter. And now he's with the Jets, and he gets his first game against the Steelers. And they're apparently willing to commit to a different type of offense with him. I mean, I don't wish Justin Fields poorly at all. There's a part of me that wishes if you were going to take any chances in this offseason, Justin Fields would have been a good chance to take if you wanted to just dive into his skill sets and try to make an offense around what he does well.
That Bears game in Chicago, I think I picked the Bears to beat the Steelers. I'm changing my mind already because Aaron Rodgers is the owner of the Chicago Bears franchise. Might just be convincing me otherwise right now that they're going to be able to go in there and beat Caleb Williams.
Dude, that whole thing with the belts and him beating them every damn time is remarkable.
They're the owners.
He had the greatest game I've ever seen in person by a quarterback especially in a Super Bowl game, even better than Ben's game against the Cardinals. The Steelers' defense was really good. I mean, let me give you an idea. They allowed 15 touchdown passes all year. He had 3 in that game. They allowed 14 points a game. They had 31 in that game against the Steelers. And it's not that there were blown coverages all over the place. He made throws. Like, the epitome of throwing guys open, Aaron Rodgers did in that game. I am shocked that he's only won one Super Bowl.
I am too.
Given that performance and what we saw in that game, I am surprised that he still is only the owner of one ring.
What is your main takeaway from OTAs and what's up on the website that everybody should be checking out?
Well, there is something about, I think, Mason being done wrong about the Steelers. There's a lot about Aaron Rodgers, obviously, that's the main contact.
Is there a story about today being Kenny Pickett's birthday that is out there, and the Browns is putting out sending along some very happy birthday wishes to Kenny Pickett? Is there a story about that on the website?
There is not. There is not. There might soon be one about ESPN making 12 Aaron Rodgers' number with the Steelers, but that's a topic from last hour. There's one about his former teammate with the Jets and what he really thought about him. There's one about that Super Bowl game and what he did. Also, some of the numbers from last year. Takeaways from OTAs. Like I was telling Ray, to watch Caleb Johnson work with the running backs, his little burst, his willingness to learn. Like, eyes wide open, show me how to play this game. Answer all my questions. Like, that was kind of cool to see. And the other thing is, Bobby Trees in shorts, he made some plays out there.
Bobby Trees, not to be confused with Trees Hall on Pitt's campus.
Robert Woods, like, and I love what he's saying about, like, the difference with him and Hines is that Hines had an 8 in front of his 6, and he's got a 1.
Yeah.
Like, he's kind of got some of that edge to him. the griminess that he's discussed. I'm not saying that he should be the number two receiver necessarily, but I kind of like the ad. I like what he's bringing into that room because he's preaching that to all these guys because now other guys are repeating it, you know, the grimy word.
Surprised that Gabe Davis did not sign yesterday. Or would that have stolen too much of the thunder from Aaron Rodgers Day?
I don't think that was the concern. I think, all right, we'll bring you in, we'll talk to you, and you want to go check out any other offers, you go right ahead. If they were overwhelmed by him, he would have signed. Gabe Davis is intriguing, but you think you got frustrated at times with Deontay. Gabe can have some dropsies.
One more for you here. I don't know how much you trust or believe what ML Football has to report. ML Football said yesterday, All-Pro running back Le'Veon Bell would like to return and play for the Steelers, he tells ML Football. Antonio Brown told ML Football that Aaron Rodgers asked him to return. How about ML Football trying to break all the news here?
Oh, God. So
ML Football.
It's like an alumni team now?
Yeah, saying that Lev Bell and AB are going to reunite with Aaron Rodgers.
And they're both younger than Aaron.
They are. Bell is only 33. And ML Football says that Bell is in elite football shape.
Ooh,
thank you, ML Football. That's Big J, Walter Cronkite journalism right there.
I thought he was fighting. Isn't he a boxer?
Yeah. I don't think he's been very successful with it.
Oh, Caleb's the new Le'Veon Bell, or at least that's the style that they discuss when he's running the football.
So no chance that Lev Bell and AB will return to the Steelers this year?
Yeah, I don't see that happening. AB would...
we're shooting down ML Football's report, we're calling
AB it. AB and Aaron. If only they would have kept George, that could have been a great threesome.
That would have been fun, yes. Stories galore all day. We would have to do continuous 26-hour radiothons for all the storylines there.
Unbelievable.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Limits.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We are pleased to be joined by Bill Neal from Achieving Greatness. Coming up tomorrow, the 50th year celebration of the Connie Hawkins Summer Basketball League. And Bill, you guys do so many great things, not just recreational, but educational. And it's open to anybody. Explain a little bit about what you do and what tomorrow is going to be like.
Well, first of all, thanks for having me. Greatly appreciate it. And I know it's a great opportunity to share basketball with the basketball community. In 1975, I just graduated from Slippery Rock University. I went in thinking I was a halfway decent football player, and I came out a halfway decent football player. So at that point, nothing.
So college proved what you were.
Yeah, so between that and my English philosophy professor, Dr. Larson, saying, this is not going to work for you, son. I got out of college just barely, but nonetheless. In my first year out, I started working at the YMCA of Pittsburgh. And long story short, they had just rebuilt a new YMCA in the Homewood community. Following the burnout of that community after Dr. King's assassination, and the director of the YMCA is a guy named Joe Lewis, one of my early mentors, and he said, Bill, I want you to create a program that'll help reunite the community, something that people will want to come to the YMCA for. Amazingly and ironically, we had just put in a new gym, a steam, a sauna, the whole bit, which was new to a community like that, and a huge plus. Connie Hawkins, Kenny Durrett, and a guy named Will Graham that you basketball listeners will remember played at Western Kentucky. They were working out at the Y, you know, just got this new gym. I said to Mr. Hawkins, I said, when I was in college, I had three posters on my wall, Muhammad Ali, Jim Brown, and yours. And he looked at me without smiling and said, why would you put those bums next to me? I was caught flat-footed for a moment, and I realized he was joking. And let's not forget, the Connie Hawkins story is sure to come, but Kenny Durrett voted the greatest basketball player in Western Pennsylvania history, voted the greatest basketball player in Big Five history while at LaSalle, one of the early multi-million-dollar contracts in the NBA, and Will Graham, who people called Charles Barkley before Charles Barkley. And I'm standing there with these guys in front of the YMCA. I said, Mr. Hawkins, I want to start a – now, I'm a football player born and bred, but I just love the game of basketball. I said, I want to start a basketball league, and I want to name it after you. And he said to me, he said, as long as you don't do anything to ruin my name, you can do that. Now, at the time, I wasn't aware of the book Foul, F-O-U-L. I wasn't aware of the Connie Hawkins story, how he had been falsely accused of shaving games in high school and how he sued the NBA and came back from all that. I just knew of the great Connie Hawkins. So I didn't realize the joke was on me that don't mess up my name. From that moment on, he never said another word about how to do it and what manner to do it. And remember, this is a guy that came out of New York, played in the famous Harlem Rucker Summer League, and could have told and talked me into doing whatever. That's when it all started. And from that, we created the Connie Hawkins Summer Basketball League that I thought would run for a couple years, Jeff. And it ran for 35 years. The first 10 years, we were ranked top 10 in the nation by the Atlanta Constitution. Coach McGuire out of Marquette had a book called Heat in the Street. And he had a committee going around the country because back then, summer basketball was huge. So huge that people were betting on games and there were incidents. And so they had to kind of, the NCAA had to kind of slow it down, semi-shut it down. But we were doing 1,000 people a night behind the Homewood Brushton YMCA.
Wow.
Never called the police, never had a problem. We used to be nicknamed the Crime Stopper because everybody was at the games. And, of course, they came to see Connie Hawkins. Norm Nixon played there his senior year at Duquesne. Wally Zerbiak, who's coming in tomorrow, who played on the Pittsburgh Pipers with Connie. Ricky Coleman, Jeep Kelly, Maurice Lucas, Dwight Clay, endless names, Curtis Aiken. All these great players were attracting these people. So I said, well, what can we do next? We started basketball camps. And then A much longer story short is that I met Franco Harris at Penn State in 1970 because my high school running back was being recruited by Penn State, and I got him to talk to the assistant coach and then let me come on a recruitment visit with him. And the story continued. Nobody wanted me. So I'm at Penn State. I meet Franco Harris. Flash forward 8 or 9 years, and I run into Franco again at an event, and I ask him, can we run a football camp in his name? We did the football camp. Then we did the Kenny Durrett High School All-Star basketball game. And that's where the educational component came in. Then we started working with the schools, getting these high school juniors and seniors ready for college. In our time period, we put over 300 kids either directly into college, directly in communication with coaches and scouts and recruiters. We ran the Kenny Durrett High School All-Star Classic for 24 years, second only to the Dapper Dan, operated by the great Sonny Vaccaro. So with all this talent around me, the thing that I realized, and remember, I'm not the smartest guy in the room, but I realized that with these names, we were attracting people. Then we began to attract sponsors. Then we began to be able to do some things that weren't being done, literally taking kids on college visits, literally buying grade and middle school kids tennis shoes that they didn't have. Bringing in.
And this is all staying in Pittsburgh.
All in Pittsburgh, all started in the Homewood, Brushton, Wilkinsburg, Penn Hills communities, branched out citywide. And of course, I came after some legends. I mean, you know, the Hill District were some of the greatest basketball players that ever existed. Kenny Durrett and Maurice Lucas, Ricky Coleman, all those guys. I came behind the era of the late 60s basketball. You know, the Kenny Durrett Shinley High School team lost three games from seventh grade to their senior year, and two of those games were to Ambridge. Kenny Durrett, Ricky Cole, Kenny Durrett, Petey Gibson, Montel Brundage, Jimmy Prince, Petey Gibson, the grandson of Josh Gibson. So the legacy was there. I didn't know exactly what I was doing, but Kenny Durrett helped shape me. Carl Coleman, who started Ozanam, helped shape me, taught me, showed me how to do this thing. It began to take form. We realized now we have these great names. We have a few sponsors. Now we can do the overnight camps. Now we can have coaches come in and talk to young kids about going to college, how to be the best person you can be. And that's how it took off. And then we began to feed veterans for Thanksgiving, give toys away for Christmas, do what we call safe summer programs, where we take kids horseback riding, to pirate games, to rides on the Gateway Clipper, all those things in the summer that inner city or disadvantaged kids may not necessarily have an opportunity to do. Getting a seventh grade kid from the Homewood, Brushton, or Wilkinsburg community on the back of a horse is something to behold, and it's worth whatever it takes to make it happen. So that's how we began. We continued in that time period. Now, here we are 50 years later, and we're still rolling, still doing some great things thanks to the help of a lot of great people.
So what is happening tomorrow, and how could somebody get involved if they wanted to tomorrow?
Well, if you're a basketball enthusiast, you don't want to miss this. And I'll just give you those names again. The people that are going, we're going to be at Dave & Buster's showroom in Homestead from 6 to 10 tomorrow evening. It's the 50-year anniversary celebration of the what started as Champion Enterprises that became Achieving Greatness. And I've called back as many guys as I could find to come in. Walter Zerbiak is coming in, played on the Pipers with Connie Hawkins, played European ball. Tim Appleton, who was a great player in Europe. Billy Varner, the Notre Dame player out of New Kent, who played professionally overseas. Clyde Vaughn's coming in from Chicago. Clyde, great player, and a lot of people forget, second all-time leading scorer and third all-time leading rebounder. And people immediately think Charles Smith, Sam Clancy, and rightly so. But Clyde Vaughn is right there. Bruce Atkins, B.B. Flannery, Ricky Coleman, who most experts consider the greatest basketball playing guard in Western Pennsylvania history, and Ricky Coleman. Bruce Atkins, one of the most underappreciated great basketball players of our time while at Duquesne, bested Sam Clancy and Pitt in most of their one-on-one battles, or one-on-one team battles, I should say. So it's Craig Prosser, one of the great players. We've got a bunch of guys that's coming back to reunite, to meet and greet, to help raise money for our safe summer programs. And with Wally Szczerbiak and Clyde Vaughn coming in, we're officially inducting them into the Connie Hawkins Hall of Fame. So it's just going to be a great night. And people out there that love basketball, love Western Pennsylvania basketball, you want to come out, because if there's people you've wanted to meet or wanted to know, here's an opportunity. Kirk Bruce will be there. We just spoke about him and his family. Jennifer Bruce will be there. Probably the top one, two, three greatest female basketball players that ever come out of Western PA. So it's going to be a great night, food, drinks, good time, and autographs, photographs, all that stuff available.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So for more information, 412-628-4856. And Dave and Buster's 6 to 10 tomorrow.
Yeah, tickets at the door.
You can get tickets at the door.
Yeah, well, and call for information. I mean, it's a tight fit, but there's still room for that.
Okay.
And there's something that a lot of listeners may not be aware of. When we ran the Connie Hawkins Summer Basketball League, it was very community-oriented. So you would have a team from Clareton and a team from Pittsburgh and a team from McKeesport or whatever have you. Well, there was a team that came out of Rankin and Braddock area. And here's some real good trivia, Jeff. In a two-block radius in Braddock, and I was taken to the spot, there was a basketball hoop in an alley that Billy Knight, Terry Knight, the other three Knight brothers, the five of them could make their own basketball team and legitimately beat a college team. Jeff Baldwin, Eric Jefferson, all P.D. Harris, all Division I players lived in that two-block area and played pickup ball. Can you imagine Saturday morning, you get up, you're going to go play pickup ball, and that's who's in the alley. And one of the guys that was there was the great, the former great Jose Champagne, who is probably one of the most underrated players in our era that came out of Robert Morris and played his final year at Duquesne. One of the most intense, naturally gifted, talented players that you'd ever want to meet. And all these guys played in that alley.
Wow.
So those guys, nicknamed the Ranking Gangsters, all of whom were Division I college graduates and the epitome of being gentlemen, we're going to induct and recognize that group known as the Ranking Gangsters, who was the greatest basketball team in the Connie Hawkins League history. So it's, if you love basketball and you love basketball guys, you know, like I said, it's a place to be.
What do you make of the McConnells? TJ in the NBA Finals, one of only a little over a handful of players who have played in the NBA Finals from here. What his aunt did, what his sister is doing now in the WNBA. I mean, what a story. I mean, and it's not just them. Tommy, Maddie, who played at Robert Morris.
Yeah.
I mean, what an amazing group.
Off the charts, and to your point real quick, the only Pittsburgh City League high school player to ever win a world title is who? This is showing you how rare it is. Maurice Lucas is the only high school, City League, high school basketball player to win a world title. When you talk about the McConnell family, first of all, nicest people in the world. I'm pleased and privileged to have met them, met the family. Was invited into the home years ago. I used to work with Tommy McConnell at Pitt basketball camps, and he invited me to their home. And first of all, I was amazed by a room that there had to be 1,000 trophies in there, because everybody, I'm not sure if mom and dad played basketball, but everybody else did. I mean, it was unbelievable. And then the second thing was, that's the first time I ever had ravioli. They invited me in to eat. And, you know, as a lineman, I didn't turn down many,
pretty good.
I didn't turn down many opportunities to eat. So, but listen, basketball royalty, nicest people in the world, every one of them. I've met Susie. She was kind enough to come to one of our events. Some years ago, we recognized some of the great area athletes, the guys that played in the league or coached in the league, and just great. And TJ, I'll tell you this real quick. I remember seeing him in his senior year. I don't know what the conference game was or what the playoff game was exactly, but I remember them playing Perry. And I was at the game, and Perry was winning by 8 or 10 at the half. And I had never seen him play. Second half, he literally took over the game. And, the players on Perry's team, I mean, just 5 or 6 or 7 great players. And TJ took over the game. Point, stole the ball, shots. And I'll never forget that, and sent him a note some years later just remembering him. But just basketball royalty in this community, and we're fortunate to have him.
Is Maurice Lucas best player to come out of this area?
No, only because, you know, he developed – tremendously once he got to Marquette. Most people will tell you in high school he was a big body, but he wasn't a great player. And I'll tell you what I've been told countless times. And remember, a lot of my education comes from learning and being and seeing. But most everybody has told me the greatest high school player to come out of Western Pennsylvania is Kenny Durrett. The Kenny Durrett-Shenley team and the Ambridge high school team, 1-2 greatest teams of all time. That Shenley-Ambridge team had 4 Division I players. So you pick your make your choice on which one is the greatest. But Kenny Durrett, most everybody, and Sonny Vaccaro loved Kenny Durrett, but he thought Ricky Coleman was the greatest player he'd ever seen. And then there's Jeep Kelly, who everybody says was unbelievably phenomenal in seventh grade, could have played Division I.
How would that Shenley team with Dwan and DeAndre and I forget the Dwan's brother?
Yeah.
There's somebody else who played Division. I apologize for missing the name, but how would that team have stacked up?
Kane,
with some...
Yeah, the kid with Kane. Here's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, Kennedy and Kane.
Yeah, here's what I'm going to do so that I can get to the car safely. It'd be a great game. Yeah, I'm not picking. I'm just saying that's a great game that will sell a lot of tickets. But here's what Kenny Durrett said to me.
That team was
phenomenal.
Really good.
And here's what Durrett told me one time. We were at an All-Star game, that we were sponsoring, and I asked him about the 2 All-Star teams that were on the court at that time. These were the best kids in the city against the best teams in the WPIAL. And he said, Neil, the first thing I can tell you is who down there on the floor can guard me? So who's guarding Durrett? Who's guarding Blair? I mean, you have some unstoppable athletes, and then the Blair team – the next 3 guys are unstoppable, but you also had by most people's estimations, that Kenny Durrett team with Petey Gibson, Montel Brundage, Jimmy Prince, phenomenal team that went toe-to-toe with the Ambridge team, which, like I said, considered the 1-2 best of all time.
I would like to see that game.
I would love to see that game. And look, here's a couple other people. And here's
just like Sam's Fifth Avenue team.
That's another number two team in the nation in 75, was it?
I don't remember the year, but I remember hearing stories about that Sam Clancy Fifth Avenue team.
The Sam Clancy, David Puffy Kennedy, who went to Cincinnati, Warner Macklin, the press breaker. And I got a phone call one time when I was running the Connie Hawkins league. Somebody says, you got to get down and see this kid Clancy down at Fifth Avenue. He's unbelievable. And I go down. First thing is, when I met him, He was talking to a grown man. I mean, it's huge as a junior in high school. As everybody knows by now, greatest guy in the world, one of the greatest athletes of all time. But that Fifth Avenue team, and I'll tell you another one, that B.B. Flannery, Benji Pryor team out of Valley, you know, we've been fortunate and blessed, I suspect, from 64 to maybe 84. In that time period, the Maurice Lucas, the Murata, Stu Lyons out of Fox Chapel. There's just been an unbelievable amount of great ball players that, because of all the rules, regulations, changes, we're not going to see it like that again.
And then some of those Farrell teams will come down here.
Farrell, Midland, yeah.
Newcastle,
yeah. And once you get started, it's like it's unbelievable.
We can go forever.
And a lot of those guys will be with us tomorrow night. It's going to be a great time. Like I said, if you love basketball and want to meet some guys, this will be the time.
Dave & Buster's at the Waterfront. You can get tickets at the door 6 to 10. Or for more information, 412-628-4856. Bill, thanks. We really appreciate it.
Man, thank you. I appreciate it. I could sit here and talk basketball.
I know. I know. We were going down a rabbit hole with that.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.